Good morning. Good to see you all. Good to see those smiles. And the sunshine outside ought to make you smile. It's not freezing cold, and we don't have ice and snow on the ground. Hey, that's good for me. I was telling Janine last night, I said, boy, wouldn't it be nice just to move to Central Florida? I said, you wouldn't have to worry about running your heat again or nothing. And she said, that's kind of tempting. Yeah, just hurricanes there. That's the only thing you got to deal with there is the hurricanes and sinkholes. Oh, I tell you, you know, we are blessed, though. Do you realize how good we have it? Really? We really do. As I look around at so much happening around me, I've been going to visitations lately the last few days, and I got to go to one right after church today over at Marion. It just seems like people that I had known, good friends, cancer, and then they passed away. And boy, I got this sermon ready this week, and then Friday night I went to the funeral home. Well, I'll do the scripture, and then I'll get into sharing with you what I experienced Friday night and what a blessing it was. So, if you would, Psalm 105, verses 1 through 7. And when you get there, I'd like to ask you to stand, if you would, as I read from God's Word. Today we're looking at the great faithfulness of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonders which He has done, His marvels and the judgments uttered by His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank You for the reading of Your Word. And God, this morning we do reflect on how good You are, how wonderful and merciful, and how loving and kind You are. And God, that You're always with us, and we thank You for that. We thank You, God, that we don't have to go through this life alone. We have Your Holy Spirit with us to lead and guide us. And Father, our prayer right now is that, Lord, You will help each and every one of us grow in You. Let our relationships flourish. Let us mature in our spiritual walk with You, Father. And God, we pray today that You will give us wisdom, discernment, and knowledge, because Your Word says You will give us these things and we receive them by faith. And now, Lord, as I preach this message, let every word come from You and through Your Holy Spirit. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And you may be seated. God is always faithful. Those are some important words that I want you to really put in your heart this morning. God is always faithful. In every situation of life, God is always faithful. Now I'm going to get into my story about Friday night and what I saw the Lord moving. I grew up around a group of folks that I went to school with, very dear people to me, and I love them dearly. And my dear sweet friend Teresa, she departed this life a week ago to go to heaven after suffering breast cancer, age of 60. Friday night, I went to the funeral home. And as I walked in, I saw all the people that I had hung out with, grew up with, used to ride bikes with, learned to drive a stick shift truck in my friend Billy's dad's truck. And just we stood there and recounted all the memories and all the good times and all that kept going through my mind was God has been so good to me. God has blessed me with all of these wonderful people that are around me tonight. And as I walked on in from the foyer of the funeral home into the chapel, you know, sometimes you wait in line and you get to talk to people around you. And I started seeing a few people from a church that I preached at when I was 19 and I was just starting out in the ministry. And so anyway, I walked up, finally got up by the casket, and I knew that that was just Teresa's body laying there. She was in heaven. So that's where she's at, having a good time. The Lord that she served so faithfully, she is in His presence. And when I got up to the casket and to David, I said, "David, I'm so sorry for your loss." He said, "Oh," he said, "Jim, thank you." And he gave me a big hug. He said, "But you know what?" He said, "Teresa found a way to get there before we could get there." And he said, "I'm thankful that's where she's at." And he started to quote Scripture to me. While we were standing there talking, he is quoting Scripture from the Bible. And I listened to him talk to people before me and after me. And he still quoted God's Word. And his heart was so full of thankfulness because David is the kind of man that he is thankful for what the Lord has given him, and he does. He worships the Lord in everything in his life, and even in the death of his wife. They were dating back in, I think, junior high is when they started, and they've been married all these years. And David still chose at his wife's visitation to praise God and witness to others. And I thought, now that is a testimony right there. That is how my life should be reflected, is everything about God and everything that He has blessed me with in this life. And as I had walked away from David, and I walked over and I talked to some people that had been at this church that I first started preaching at. Young lady sat there, I won't call her name out, but she sat there and she said, "Oh," she said, "Jim, I just remember. I remember the good times that we had at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church." She said, "I remember the people would come in," and she said, "they would sing their hearts out to the Lord." And she said, "Everybody smiled." And she said, "And after you preached," she said, "everybody would stay after church and just have fellowship with one another." And she said, "The love was so abounding there." And as she talked, I started thinking about her mom, Norma, and her dad, Ronnie. They're still alive, too. They're going to another church now. But I started thinking about every relationship that has been forged in my life. And do you know, there's a meaning and a purpose for the people that God has put into my life. And I was just bragging to Janine the other night. I said, "Do you realize how good God has been to us?" I said, "You and I have been in some pretty bad places that we had to pray our way through. And when we prayed, we saw the faithfulness of God being poured out upon us. Every need that we spoke to God in some way and in some fashion, He answered us back and He supplied our needs. And look at how He's blessed our family now. We've got grandkids grown up. We've got a great-grandchild. We've got family all around us. And we're getting together more and more all the time. And it makes me think back. And it's all because of God. Now, what I was bragging to Janine about the other night, I said, I was in a predicament here not a few years ago. I said, we went all the way to Wayne City Baptist Church. Anybody know where Wayne City's at? It's way on the other side of Fairfield. It's probably an hour and 40 minutes or 45 from here. But we was driving there every Sunday. Started in February all the way through September. Well, about first part of September. Drove up there, drove back, went through COVID with those folks during 2020. Endured some pretty deep trials with those folks. And after going through these battles and went to another church and we served down there after they got the pastor at Wayne City. And finally, I remember saying, Lord, I'm at a place in ministry right now where I feel like I've been suffocated, where I feel like I've been beat up on literally in some aspects. I said, Lord, I'm tired of being in a place like this. I feel like my strength is drained of me. Lord, I need you to really step in my life. And I really need you, Lord, to put me somewhere else if that's what you'd have me to do. But that's what I'd like to do. And it wasn't about 4 or 5 days later, I preached a funeral at Crane Funeral Home at Pleasant Grove location. And as I'm driving away from there, from the cemetery that day, my telephone rang. And when I answered the telephone, I said, hello. And I hear a voice says, is this Pastor Jim Cooper? Yes, it is. Well, this is Effie Brimmer from Boskydale Baptist Church. I said, yes, ma'am. How may I help you? And she said, well, I got your name, and I don't remember who gave her my name. But anyway, we got to talking, and I said all that to say this. I know God brought me here for a reason. And through the last few years of being here, I told Janine the other night, I have never been so loved on, and boy, does it feel good. It does. It really feels good. And God has done so much through me here. And, well, God's done it all, not me. I shouldn't say that. The Lord's done a lot here in this church, and I'm blessed to be here. So, see, I want to tell you that God is always faithful. And in the first verse, I want us to really reflect on what this says. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, and sing to Him, sing praises to Him. Right there. Always give thanks to God and always call upon His name. I want to share this with you. When you are in the deepest pit of your life that you felt like you've ever been in, that's a time when you should call out to the Lord. When you're going through the most joyous time of your life, you should always call upon the name of the Lord. Always remember Him for who He is. He is God Almighty. God always has been, and God always will be. See, there. Now, I'm not even going to... I've sat down at times, and I've tried to figure out, well, who created God? How did God get there? But all I can concentrate on is who He is. He's my Heavenly Father. And the Bible says that we should sing to Him, sing praises to Him. You don't have to have some professional voice to sing to God. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I don't carry a tune very well, and I know that. Or I'd be in Nashville, Tennessee if I could sing. So the Lord put me on the front row at Boskydale Baptist Church to sing praises, and that's all right too. because I sing with some pretty good folks here. But when we praise God, I want you to picture this. When we sing praises to God, when we lift Him up and worship and adore Him, I guarantee you that the Lord God gets excited. And when we start to praise God, I know that as our praises are lifted up toward heaven, it shakes the very foundation of heaven, and it causes God to pour out His Spirit upon us. If His people aren't crying out to Him, if His people are not seeking Him and worshiping Him, then He's got no connection with us. But when we realize that the very fabric of our life is woven together by God's mighty hand, then it will cause us to always give Him the honor, the glory, and the credit that is due to Him. Now, I thank the Lord this morning. A bunch of us goofy runners got out on Grassy Road, and we decided to go run early this morning. And my first thought was, well, there's a lot of traffic on that road. What if one of us gets hit? Well, I just decided to depend on the Lord. But while we're out there running, I try to get my mind focused on what's around me. And I concentrate on the glorious creation of God. I concentrate on the eyesight that He's given me, because while I go through life, I don't want to miss the things that God has put before me. You know, you and I can get tunnel vision. You know that? We can get tunnel vision. We can focus sometimes on the negative aspects of our life. We can focus on our problems, and the only thing it's going to do is depress us and give us a defeated life. But when we take a hold of the things of God, and when we embrace God, and we embrace His love, and we let His love work in our life, and with His love, His perfect love cast out all fear. So if the love of the Lord is alive inside of us, then you and I should not have any kind of fear. We should be able to live a life, and we should be able to go out and do things just like Peter did. I mean, now Peter cussed. He had a bad temper. Oh, did he have a bad temper? And I know there's a lot of other folks that they probably cuss and have a bad temper too, but God can use them just as well. But Peter also lived for the Lord. His attention and his heart were focused on Jesus. And when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he didn't say, Lord, make it to where I can walk on the water. He just said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you. He didn't wait for Jesus to come to the boat and get him out and put him on the water. Peter took a step of faith and he started to walk toward the Lord. And as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was fine. But what happened? Peter starts to look around at the storm that's going on around him. The winds were blowing, the waves were crashing, and he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he started to sink. He lost his faith. He gave in to fear, and then he cried out to the Lord, and how faithful was Jesus? Jesus reached out his hand and took him and rescued him from perishing. I want you to know this. There are times that we will lose faith in this life. There are times that, yes, we might get afraid, but don't think that God is going to chastise you and turn you away for it, because He loves you. That's why we should always give thanks to the Lord, because His mercy is new every day. His mercy endures forever, and His grace and His love are some things that you and I will never understand when we're on the face of this earth. All we have to do is trust and obey. And there's this good hymn for that. Trust and obey, For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. There's no other way to be happy. If you don't trust Him, if you don't have faith, then you're not going to be happy in life. It's that simple. Yesterday, my ride mower wouldn't start. Well, I took things upon myself. And I started to try to self-diagnose. Instead of praying, I started to self-diagnose that mower. And I took a screwdriver and I jumped the points on the solenoid and tried to get it to start. And it wouldn't do nothing. And why did it have to break down? Need to mow the yard. Got a busy weekend. Going to rain Monday. And I was starting to gripe and complain a little bit. And then I thought, well, if I just get that solenoid off of there, I'll go buy one, put it on. And what happens in the middle of all that? Here comes my wife out to the shed. And I thank God for my wife because that woman's knowledgeable and very faithful. She gets up every morning and spends hours reading and praying. And I thank God for that. But she comes out to the shed and said, "What's the matter? What's going on? Won't it start?" "No." And I was already about half frustrated. I said, "This dumb thing. I said, it ain't starting. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I got to mow." I was like, "Golly, why does this always have to happen at this time of the day? Everything else worked today. Why does this blah?" And she said, "Have you tried to check the battery? See if it's bad or not?" Well, I told Effie I'd put the battery charger on it. When I turned the key, all it would do was hum. And I thought the starter was bad. I don't know. And so instead of praying, I let my circumstance get the best of me. So finally, after about an hour of being a total goofball, I drove myself to Rural King with that battery in a box. And I went in there and had to go to the back. And a feller helped me get the right cranking battery. I took that thing home, put it back in, put the cables on, strapped it down, turned that key, and woo-woo, and fired right up. And Janine says, "Well, I don't know. You shouldn't try to mow. It's going to be dark soon." Well, I got headlights on that puppy. And I went out and got that entire yard mowed last night. And the entire time I thought, you ever seen the cartoon where Bugs Bunny, his head would turn into a donkey for something dumb he'd done, and he'd go, "Oh, that's kind of how I felt yesterday. But thank God he sent my wife out there to say, "Have you thought about maybe your battery needs to be replaced?" Well, thank God for women. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know if I ever told you this. When God made man, he looked down and said, that was the rough draft. He says, "Now I'm going to make the final good copy," and he made a woman. And all the women said, "Amen." That's one of my grandfather's jokes, by the way. Oh. But when we sing praises to the Lord and we speak of how good He is and we glory in His holy name, it makes you feel good inside. And it's not just a temporary feeling. When you're living for the Lord, I mean, when Jehoshaphat and his little army are on their way to face thousands of men who were trained for battle, who had the weapons, who had the shields and the armor, you know what they were doing? They weren't sitting back here worrying and complaining and griping about, "Well, who's going to go out first? How many of us are going to die?" No, Jehoshaphat, we're going to go out and we're going to sing, and we're going to sing all the way to battle. And they sang all the way. When they got to the place of the battle, guess what God had already done? God had already wiped out those thousands of well-trained soldiers that they were going to go up against. They were all dead already. When Moses and the Israelites were being chased by Pharaoh and his bunch, he got to the Red Sea and he told Moses, "Stretch that rod out over the sea." And it wasn't Moses' power that did it. Moses was just being obedient. But I guarantee you, I wasn't there. Doesn't say it in the Bible, but I guarantee you that Moses was praising God on the way to the Red Sea, because when he stretched that rod out over the sea, the water parted and the Israelites all crossed on dry ground. Notice that. The bottom of the Red Sea from water would be what would be muddy, right? And it said they crossed on dry ground. That's how good God is. And when they got across to the other side, and Pharaoh and all his army got right in the middle of it, God caused the water to come down on top of them. And archaeologists today have found in the bottom of the Red Sea at that place, there are chariots and there are chariot wheels found in all these parts that they said would have belonged to Pharaoh's army. So God got them across to the other side. And if we will go through life and if we will sing praises to God, even when we're going through a difficult time, here's what I guarantee you will happen. You won't focus on what you're going through. You won't focus on that. When you're praising God and you're praying and you're repeating His Word, the Scripture, you know what you're going to think on? Him. And you know what God's going to do? He's going to take the weight that you've been feeling off of you. And I know this, that God puts us in a place to where we feel His power, we feel His presence, and we also see the working of His mighty hand. I've seen God do too many things. I told you a while back about when I pastored the church down in Creole Springs. That was really the first church I ever really pastored. And they had the baptistry full of all the Christmas stuff and ladders. And, well, we're having work day. We're cleaning it out. Why? Because we're going to start having baptisms, I said. Well, we ain't had baptisms in years. So we just put all that in there. I said, get it out. Today's it. We're going to start having baptisms. And they said, how do you know that? I said, I just know. I've been praying about it, and I believe it's going to happen. We cleaned that baptistry all out, and we filled it up to make sure it didn't leak, for one thing, and to make sure that the temperature, the little heater worked in there. I wore chest waders, but let me tell you this. When you got cold water in the baptistry in the wintertime and you get down in that water with chest waders, buddy, it'll wake you up. You don't need no Coast deodorant soap to get your eye open. You get in that cold water, it's enough. So anyway, we tested it all out. Baptistry worked great. And just the next week, went visiting with a pastor friend of mine who said, I'd love to come to your little town and help you. Man, I love that guy, Brother Ron Orr. And we went to see some folks, and the husband was there, got saved. He'd been an alcoholic, lost his driver's license, could never drive again because of multiple things that he'd gone through. But he got saved that day, and he said, I need to get baptized now. And you know what we did? We filled that baptistry back up, and we had the water. And his wife, after she found out he got saved, his wife said, well, Brother Jim, I ain't never been baptized before. And I said, well, Rosie, we'll baptize you the same day also. I think I told you that story. She grabbed me by the... She was afraid of the water, and I got her down. She grabbed me by the waders, and she pulled my waders about half off. And all that water went down the front of my waders, and it filled me up to about my ribs. And so I preached that morning with a wet shirt, wet pants, wet socks, everything. I thought, well, hey. But what I say, all that, that's how God is faithful. It wasn't none of my doing and nothing of us that we ever do. It's all God. But this is how faithful He is to us. And that's all He asks. Trust and obey. God just wants us to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's in His Word. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But if you come to God with faith and you just pour your heart out, and you can honestly say this when you get in these situations of life, you can honestly say, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't know where to turn. What do you want me to do? That you know what that shows God? You are trusting Him by faith with your life and what you're going through. You're saying, Father, I hand it off to you, and that's where I'm going. And when you give it to God, don't come back and try to get it away from Him again. You just let Him have it, and you let Him work it out in His way and His timing. Because you know what? There's always a reason that God does the things that He does the way He does them. And I want you to reflect. Sometime when you get a chance, go back in your Bible and read about Lazarus dying and why Jesus raised him 3 days later. Think about it. Read that and think about it. The Lord always has a reason for how He does things, but all we have to do is remember His faithfulness and remember how good He is, and we should praise Him at all times.